So there are many ceremonies that go on in the Indian tradition, and some of them are quite ghastly, like killing of animals. So are they really given in scripture, and are they really necessary to do? No, what is present in the Indian tradition today is a diluted, contaminated and perverted version of Vedic teachings. Diluted, what is given, that is made very diluted or contaminated, other things have been added, or it's completely perverted sometimes. So we have to, often when certain things are talked of as a part of the tradition, we have to look back first at the scripture to see whether something like that is being talked about or not. Now, there's a verse of Kalidas where he says that not everything is old is good, not everything new is bad. The wise person evaluates everything and then decides whether to accept something or not. So just because something is traditional, that does not necessarily mean it is necessarily scriptural. And of course, it doesn't mean at all that it is beneficial. Having said that, depending on certain rituals, some rituals are indeed, they feature some amount of violence. And animal killing is described in the Vedic scriptures. But that is specifically for those people who are anyway addicted to meat eating. For those people who are addicted to meat eating, they are going to anyway eat meat. And if they are, so the animal sacrifices, for example, there is certain puja of Kali in which goats are killed and offered. So the idea is that this sacrifice of goats is to be done only on an Amavasya, only once a fortnight. And even when it is done once a fortnight, the focus has to be on that one cuts the goat oneself into 7 parts and gives 6 parts in charity and takes only 1 part for one's own consumption. So even while doing, so actually when one is oneself going to cut the animal, the ghastliness of it all becomes apparent to us. And then there's a mantra which is chanted, which essentially centers on the word mamsa. Now mamsa is simply, we say it means meat. But etymologically, mamsa is part of 2 words, mam and saha, I and you. So mamsa means I will become you. So it is a sobering meditation that now I am killing you, that in future you will become a human, I will become a goat and you will kill me. Now things may not literally happen every time like that, but the point is, there will be karmic consequences, painful karmic consequences that will be there. So therefore, this should be avoided. And say, if there's a community of people who are eating meat regularly, and those who are eating meat regularly are almost daily, say, I mean, 2-3 times a day people eat meat also. So when they're eating meat like this, at that time, if among them one person starts eating meat only once a fortnight, then that person will be considered like a saint in that community. And others, when they see that this is really so saintly, so they will get the impetus to stay focused on that level, and others will see, oh, this is the level, and they will also aspire to come to that level. And because that person, now many times when the rituals are performed, the focus centers on just killing the animal, but actually the focus should be on, there is a whole ritual that is done, involves chanting of mantras, offering of prayers, and a part of it is killing the animal. So when one does all the other parts of the rituals also, the chanting of prayers and mantras, then that elevates one's consciousness. And gradually, the people who are stupid in ignorance, they come towards passion. And eventually, they will come towards goodness. So, Prabhupada explained that this is like, this allowance for violence in certain sacrifices, it is like the government allowing permit rooms. The government knows that alcohol is bad. Alcohol consumption may spoil health. But still, there are certain places they allow people to drink alcohol. Why? Because that's what people want to do. And if that is not allowed, then people are anyway going to drink alcohol. They often will manufacture alcohol underground and they will drink it that way. And then there will be no regulation, and that might cause even farther worse complications. So therefore, this sort of sacrifices which are there in scriptures, they are not the instructions of scriptures. They are not the recommendations of scriptures. They are the concessions within scripture. So instruction means I tell you to do it. Recommendation means I suggest that you do it. Concession means, you know, you want to do it, I allow you to do it. So scripture contains many statements which are concessions. And if they are person is diabetic and doctor tells should you avoid sugar, but then the patient says, no, I cannot live without sugar. The doctor says, okay, take sugar once a week. And doctor also goes, take this medicine. Now the patient comes home and say, pushes aside the medicine and say, doctor told me to take sugar. Well, that was not the doctor's instruction, that was the doctor's concession. So similarly, these statements are given in scripture at the, about animal sacrifices, but they are concessions. Unfortunately, some people take them as the main instruction of scripture and they neglect what is the main instruction. And then that leads to, just like a person who takes sugar as the main instruction of the doctor, that person's disease will worsen. So like the people who do only these rituals and they do not do the purificatory rituals which are meant to elevate consciousness, then they, in the name of being religious and doing religious rituals, they often end up becoming more degraded. So if you see the overall picture of scripture, there's a plan for progressive elevation from wherever we are. So even if you are a meat eater, scripture doesn't say, get low, you are going to go to hell. She says, no, you do this, by this also you will become gradually elevated. Scripture accommodates everyone. But we shouldn't think that the what is given as accommodation is itself the instruction. Does it answer your question? Thank you. Yeah, what is the other question?